The conflict across Syria has had clear repercussions. The most distinguished are those affecting the civilians. The unrest in Syria has forced thousands of families out of their homes. The majority of them have been given shelters by the Syrian government inside public schools. Others have gone to their relatives in safe areas. As the date set for schools to open is edging closer, the government faces a challenge of finding suitable mechanisms that would ensure a safe place for the displaced as a result of the unrest. The Syrian government, mainly the Ministry of Education, has been holding intensive meetings for finding solutions for this dilemma. Recently, heads of the education directorates in various cities discussed with the minister ways and means of meeting all needs of students for the coming academic year. The Minister of Education, Hezwan Alwez, told Press TV that preparations have been made for the academic year to start successfully with the displaced families' residence insured.
We formed local committees with the cooperation of other ministries in each governorate. Thus, committee's task is to find alternative places other than schools for people displaced, such as sports stadiums and halls and cultural centers. Regarding the schools that would still contain families when the academic year starts, we have established second shifts in the afternoon for students and emptied schools.
The Minister of Education added that the Minister of Local Administration earlier said the number of displaced families has reached to 150,000, stressing the number is decreasing as the people are going back home in areas secured by the Syrian army. In the markets, families have started shopping for their children's school needs, such as their uniforms, books, and backpacks.
I came to buy school uniforms for my kids. We live in Adra al-Umaliya. I registered them in a school and there was no problem. There were some displaced families in it, but now it is
emptied. I am now in high school. We went through hard circumstances, but I studied and passed with good grades.
The Ministry of Education had earlier set the 16th of September as day one of the academic year in Syria. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.